Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, the Bible says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." I realize that death and the life after this body dies is a bit troubling to many. We are sinners, and we've messed up our life. But at least down here on earth, we know a little bit more about what life is about, at least here. May I say something to you? If you're saved, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't need to be afraid of death. You don't need to fret over those who have already passed on to the next life. If they were saved, they're in heaven. Heaven is a real place. I want you to not only believe this, but I want you to know that heaven is a real place. It's not some ethereal dream with everyone floating on clouds with wings and long blonde hair with wands and sprinkle and spoofle dust. No, heaven is as real of a place as earth is. Here in John 14, God says that heaven is a place. The word place is a word that means location or space for something specific. For instance, like a knife has a sheath that it goes into. My hunting knife stays in the sheath, and then I know exactly where it's at. It's like a closet. You keep your clothes in it. It is a place where you go to get your clothing. That way that it's there to keep it for later use. God says that heaven is a place with those with a reservation, kind of like a motel. If you're going to leave on vacation or go somewhere and you need a motel, generally you'll make a reservation so that you know when you get there, there is a place reserved for you to rest that night. Jesus here in John 14 was trying to settle his disciples about his soon death. He was teaching them about heaven. And the first thing he says is that heaven is a place. It's a place that occupies space and is reserved. It's as tangible as earth is. It's real. And I want to talk to you about that for a few moments. Let me give you many quick thoughts here. Number one, heaven has location. The Bible says that heaven is up. Let me give you a few illustrations. Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind to heaven. Stephen looked up into heaven and saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father in the book of Acts. Jesus went up into heaven in a cloud, Acts chapter 1, verse number 8 and 9. Paul was caught up into the third heaven. Enoch went up to be with God. I want you to notice that heaven is a place where people went up to. It's also a place where people came down from. Isaiah 14, Lucifer was cast down from heaven. Moses and Elijah came down on the Mount of Transfiguration. In 1 Thessalonians 4:16, Jesus will descend from heaven with a shout at the rapture. According to Psalm 75, verses 6 through 7, heaven is in the north part or the up part of the universe. So, heaven has a real, tangible location. Number two, heaven has size. Revelation 21:16 talks about the New Jerusalem, and they measured it, and it was 12,000 furlongs, or roughly 1,500 miles, and it has dimension. It has size. Now, that was just the New Jerusalem. That's not all of heaven, but it's talking about being able to measure heaven. Number three, it has a wall around it. Revelation 21:17. It's 144 cubits tall, or 216 feet tall, Revelation 21:14. You see, there is measurement. There is a wall there. It has size. It's up. Number four, it has gates in the wall, Revelation 21:10 through 13. Those gates, there are 12 gates, and each has the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. In Revelation 21:21 says that each gate is made of one pearl. I don't know if that means that it's going to be round or if they were just able to take the pearl and turn it into like a regular gate, but we do know that it is made of pearl. Number five, heaven is a place that has flesh and bone. Jesus, after the resurrection, Mary said to him before he took his blood to heaven, and he had to go there. There are horses enough for all of us to ride on, Revelation 19:14. We'll come back with him at the end of the 7-year tribulation, riding horses with him. Horses have flesh and blood. Elijah and Enoch are there now in their physical body from earth. So it is a place of flesh and blood. Number six, heaven has bodies that can be seen. Luke 16:23, Abraham and Lazarus, they saw people in heaven. Revelation 6:9, at Transfiguration, the disciples saw Moses and Elijah. Matthew 17:3, people on their deathbed often get a glimpse of people that are in heaven. Been with many saints who have been passing from this life to the next, and they talk about who they see. Number seven, it is a place where we'll eat food. Something there called the marriage feast of the Lamb. There are trees there with fruit. Heaven is a place where we'll eat. The animals that are there will need food. And it's not a place that we'll eat because we have to. It will be a place to eat for enjoyment. Number eight, maybe one of the sweetest things. Heaven is a place that has things. Heaven is a place where there's better things than anything that's ever been in any history museum here in this life. It has it has houses. It has mansions. All these houses and all the horses will need stalls. There are chariots there because Elijah took one there. It has streets and rivers and gold and precious stones and trees and leaves and fruits. It has a throne and seats. It has clothing and crowns. It has lamps. It has the tabernacle, which I believe is the throne room of God where the blood of Jesus Christ is. And it has books and bottles, Revelation 12:12. I want you to realize heaven is a real place. Heaven is real. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.